Blog Talk Radio.
To Journey into the Light. We are live here on Tuesday night, coming to you here on December the 13th, 2016, and got a great show lined up for you as Sonic Nova, psychic medium, remote viewer, is back. Been a couple of weeks, and glad to have her back, and she's going to be taking your calls. So call in now, and I think we're going to spend the majority of the whole show taking callers, so it's a great opportunity to get in and maybe spend a few more minutes with you on the phone than we normally are able to, but just kind of welcome back to Sonic and kind of, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all the callers and listeners. So, yeah, call on in. This is our last show of the evening, so definitely take this opportunity. And the phone number is 347-884-8245 is the number. And press the 1 on your phone to get in line to speak to Sonic, okay? And you can reach Sonic for private readings. Yes, she does do private sessions. And you can go to her website, which all this contact information is listed on the show page. But if you want to write it down while you're listening, it's sonicnova.net, okay? sonicnova.net. And also, I'll give you out the phone number if that's easier for you, just to dial the phone, 702-448-6051, 702-448-6051 is the number. And the reason I said earlier about, and I kind of laughed about Sonic does do private readings, is because on one of my shows recently with a different guest, one of my callers asked the guest if she did private readings. And I guess I should point that out, because I thought, you know, it was a given that all my guests do private sessions of either readings or healings or astrology or life coaching, whatever they do. They're all, I don't think I have a single guest that's not open to the public. So, yeah, I don't think I do. So anyway, there you go. There's the number. There's the digits. One more time, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone once you call in to speak to Sonic, okay? Very important that you do that. And let's welcome back then to the show, Sonic Nova to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. And I wanted to let everybody know I'm going to turn it off right now because of the show. But I'm going to actually be online because I'm not that busy tonight, where I'm going to be online on my website where you can chat with me. So I do have that chat that's at the bottom of my page on my website. It says message us right now, but it'll say chat with us, and it's me that will be chatting with everybody. So anybody that has some questions or specific things they want to get an answer on. So there it is, Mike.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, that's right. You have that great feature where people can chat, and they can chat directly with you on your site. So
exactly.
Not someone in maybe Asia or in India or something.
Exactly. That's right.
But, yeah, that's very cool. So
that is pretty
so
cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so you just got back and charge your batteries and everything?
Yeah, I got back from Hawaii. It was a 10-day vacation. It was rainy a lot where we were. We were on the side of the Big Island that was really rainy, and it was really great because we got to rest a lot. So I came back with my batteries fully charged.
Well, that's great. I think everybody needs
really
to do that from time to time.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. No doubt about it. That's good. That's good. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, let's see who we have here for you on the phone lines here.
Okay.
And,
great.
Okay. Let's go to our first caller then, area code 940. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Tammy. I'm calling from Texas.
Is it Terry?
Tammy?
Tammy.
Oh, Tammy. Okay. Hi, Tammy. How are you? How can I help you today?
I'm good. I just have hopes in my heart for a new home and was just curious if you could give me any insight or any messages for me about that.
Okay. Let's take a look and see. And when you're saying a new home, you're talking about where you live now, just a different house. Is that correct?
Yes. But
okay.
Like my own.
I just needed. Like your what?
My very own home, yeah.
Okay, are you talking about buying a place? I mean, kind of give me some clarity here so I can give you the right direction, you know, the right information.
I think I'd like to buy one here where I'm at.
Okay, great. Let me take a look. And usually I ask people for more details, but since we're on the radio, I don't want to, you know, do that.
Okay.
Just because I want to keep it private for you, but can you tell me what city you live in so I can kind of get a view of what you're looking for to see if there's an opportunity for you to buy a home?
It's in the North Texas.
North Texas, okay.
Yeah. It's not particularly any one area, any one city,
okay.
But just an area.
Okay, and you want to stay in North Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's take a look and see what's available there. So there's several, I see several opportunities for you in terms of buying homes. And are you looking for like a fixer-upper, or are you looking for something that's already like ready to go that you don't have to do anything?
It wouldn't matter to me.
It wouldn't matter to you. Okay, because there's different, obviously the reason why I'm asking you specifics is because there's different price ranges, you know, where
right.
you live, you know. So, you know, kind of give me an idea of your budget, and I can tell you how many houses are available, you know. And so here's the challenge that I'm seeing, okay. And I know that you don't want to get into these details. I know that you're a very private person. I could tell right away when we started talking. So this is going to be kind of challenging for me to answer questions for you here. But what I see is that there's maybe two or three homes that you would actually qualify for and that you could actually get into.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That would be your own home where you could get a mortgage, you know? And
okay.
Start building your nest egg, you know, and living there permanently. So that's what I see for you, Tammy.
Okay. Well, thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call. We're going to go next then to Minnesota and Elizabeth.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It could be a little bit better.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll get better with time.
Yes, I think it
so
will.
So how can I help you today?
Time. Well, I'm just kind of wondering on what is headed my way in the next couple months.
In terms, can you be more specific with me? I only have 5 minutes to spend with you.
Oh, okay.
So I can't do like a long,
business.
Big reading about all your different. So can you give me like a more targeted thing that you want to look at? With
my family. How's that?
Your family.
That. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the next few months with your family. And are you talking about your immediate family? Like husband,
yeah.
kids, et cetera?
Yeah.
Or are you talking
yep.
about mom and dad?
Mom has passed.
Okay. And your dad's still alive, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So you're more talking about your immediate family, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Or whatever comes up.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just tuning in to the energy around you guys. Okay, so this holiday season, you know, I'll touch down on that because that's what's immediately popping up.
Yep.
There are going to be a few challenges, and I think it has to do with a little bit of a financial pressure in terms of, you know, there are certain things that people in your family want, and those wants are not really going to be met because there's a little bit of a, you know, tightness financially in the family. So there's going to have to be compromises. And I think the best way to approach that is to talk to, you know, the kids basically and talk to them about that and say, hey, you know, this Christmas is going to be a little tight, but, you know, let's see if we can get things that make people happy and that we could do things that are even better than getting things. You know what I mean? Even though the material thing. So I'm seeing that that's something that really needs to be openly discussed instead of hidden, because that will help them understand what's going on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not feel so frustrated with it. I feel like if you do that, then, you know, the next few months will be pretty smooth sailing. it's good to have open communication with your kids so that they, you know, because they'll understand and they really, like, want to, I really see that your kids really want to, like, help you guys and they don't want to cause you stress, you know what
yep.
I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So I'm getting that that's really important, that that's going to be kind of like a gift for them, you know, for mom and dad to be honest and say, hey, this is what's going on and, you know, we just have to roll with the punches this year and, you know, and they'll help a lot, you know, and make it like a really, like a beautiful Christmas dinner kind of holiday kind of thing where you kind of celebrate being alive, you know, being healthy, all these different things that people kind of, you know, it's such a commercial time. This season
yes,
is so
is.
Commercialized. And we forget what it's really about. And it's really about sharing our hearts with our family and loved ones and being glad that we're here, you know, on the planet alive and happy and well. And that's kind of like what I want you to, like, kind of have them focus in on, you know, to be grateful for all the things that you guys already have, you know, and especially
that's
your correct. Health.
Yeah.
That's the most important, you know, and I know that there's been a little bit of challenges there, you know, health-wise for your husband especially. So, you know, just ask the kids to pray for him and for his health and for you and to be grateful that, that they have a mom and dad and that you guys are alive and well, you know, and that they're also alive and well. And that's very important this year. That will kind of take a burden off your husband. 'Cause I got to tell you that a lot of his physical issues that he's having are emotional.
I know.
So, you okay? Good.
I do that.
And if you kind of give
him my shoulder replacement, I'm the one that's having the real pain, and I don't know if his is real or emotional. And
it is emotional, but you know he wants validation. Is the most important thing I want to share with you, and he wants to be appreciated. And if he gets that, you'll see a lot of the physical stuff go away.
Okay.
So, you know, so that's one of the things that also you could share with your kids in a certain way, that they actually support their dad emotionally speaking, and that you'll see that physical kind of like reactivity and I guess, you know, him acting it out, that will go away. So that's one of
okay.
the other things I wanted to share with you.
Because
unfortunately, what I want to share with you is, even though he is very emotional and a lot of his dis-ease, being out of ease, is emotional, it can turn into physical, and that's what I'm wanting to avoid. You know,
yeah.
We want to avoid that at all costs, and the way to avoid that is to validate him emotionally speaking and give him what he needs in terms of his support that he's looking for.
Great.
Okay?
We will try.
Great, Elizabeth. Well, have a great holiday season if I don't talk to you before that.
You too, dear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nice
take care.
You. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Before we go to the next call, Sonic, do you want to tell the folks how people can best reach you for private
sure.
sessions?
Sure. So you can actually go to Sonic Nova, SonicNova.net, and there at the very top of my website, you can call me. If I'm on the radio show or I'm on a session, I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm going to let it go to voicemail. Or you can actually email me at info@sonicnova.net. Or the quickest way to get a hold of me, now that I'm back, is to actually either message me at the bottom of the page. I have two buttons. At the bottom of the page, I have a purple button that says, you know, if you want to talk to me, actually, I do have, like I said, I do have a little chat window that basically says chat with us. We're online, and that's me, actually, you'll be talking to. So if you have some questions, or I have a contact us or schedule an appointment, also a little button on the right-hand side of every page, where you can actually contact me there as well. So I'm pretty easy to find and pretty easy to get a hold of. So feel free to do that.
Okay, very good. It's all located also here on the show page, folks. Let's go next to Pennsylvania and bring in Mandy to
Hi.
The program.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Mandy. How are you?
Hello. All right, yourself?
Good, thank you. So how can I help you tonight? What's your question?
I guess anything you could tell me about my love life? I don't know, is that a specific question or not?
Okay. Thank you for listening to the other callers and being more specific with me. When you ask me about your love life, are you interested in a future potential, or are you actually interested in what's going on right now? Can you give me clarity on that?
I guess maybe more clarification of what's going on now and in the near future.
Great. Okay, so I need to ask you, Mandy, what's this person's first name?
His first name is Chad.
All right, and if you don't mind me asking you so that I can connect to his energy, what's his date of birth? Approximately.
July 9th. I may be off a day or two. I'm sorry. I'm a little sleep-deprived
and
stressed here.
What's his year that he was born?
He's 32.
32. Okay.
Yes.
All right, let me tune into Chad. The first thing I do is I connect to his heart. Okay, so there's disappointment here, and you're probably going to understand why, more than me, obviously, because, you know. He's kind of disappointed on several points within the relationship, that things
I'm
are
sorry.
Not going as he would
have
liked.
I'm not going to interrupt you.
Excuse me?
The disappointment's coming from him, you're saying? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. He's disappointed in actually how you guys have proceeded with the relationship.
Okay.
Like, there are certain things that have happened within your relationship. I don't know if you recently had a fight or an argument or whatever it was, that he's kind of disappointed. I don't know why.
Okay.
Okay. But there's two things that he's primarily disappointed about. And I think that if you guys can talk about it, if you can have open communication about it, then you're going to notice there's going to be a big change, and then you're going to feel like he's a lot closer to you. So all that really needs to be discussed is to openly discuss, you know, to ask him and say, you know, are you feeling disappointed and why, you know? And if I made you feel that way, I'm really sorry. You know, I never intended for that to happen, that sort of thing.
But
and
you're
I
not
believe
picking
that
up on why he's disappointed?
Well, let me see if I can tune into that. I guess what he was expecting, this is why he's disappointed, of course. We all get disappointed when we have false expectations, okay? And he
right.
was expecting, like, he was expecting for you to come to be not necessarily more. He loves the way you are, like, you're really open and you're really excited about this relationship and you guys really want to make it work out. But he's disappointed when you guys argue and how the communication shuts down. That's mostly what his disappointment is what I see. You know, and it may be that he's projecting it on you more than anything is what I see, is that he has a hard time communicating his needs, and he's kind of projecting that on you because he almost wants you to mind read him, and you can't do that.
No.
Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying to you?
To an extent, he's very hard for me to communicate with because I tell him he goes into hype mode in like 2.2 seconds, and I won't participate in arguments. So
right.
I don't say anything. I just sit there and I'm quiet because I'm not going to argue like that.
Good for you. Good for you.
And I can't, he doesn't get through to me by getting into hype mode. Everything goes in one ear and out the next because I'm
right.
just so taken by his tone. I'm hurt by his tone and the way he's talking
right.
to me. I'm not even
right.
hearing the words.
Got it. Okay.
So
there's a challenge here in terms. What's that?
To me, it's only getting worse because, you know, you can't communicate.
Right. And part of the challenge that I see here is the communication styles. You have a very different communication style to him. Okay. you like to communicate, even if you're upset, you kind of hold things back until you can talk reasonably, you know, in a nice tone of voice to people. And he doesn't know how to do that. He just goes off, you know, like emotionally,
yes,
sometimes he explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest with you, my humble opinion on this is that because you guys have such, he's not going to change his communication style, okay? So he's going to continue to do this, and it's up to you to decide if you want to continue on this path or say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to put it this way to you, but the truth is that he's not going to change. And he's not going to change for quite a few years, you know, till he matures, like when he's in his 50s. That's when he's going to mellow out and realize that this doesn't work. This type of communication doesn't work with anyone, to be honest with you, not just you. But anyone he comes across, and he doesn't get that because he's emotionally immature. And
mm-hmm.
he thinks things need to go his way. And if they don't, he gets angry, and he starts yelling and acting out, you know. And I guess that's why I said that he's projecting this on you, the communication thing, he's projecting it on you.
Well, when he gets like that, then he'll disappear for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
For a week, and then you'll just hear from them like nothing ever happens. And
right.
to me, that's unhealthy because that's building resentment. You never dealt with why he got upset or I got upset in the first place.
Right, right. So let me ask you this, and I hate to do this, Mandy, because I have to cut it short here. I can't do a full reading, you know, like I do when I do my private sessions. And you can always come to me. You know, I'm $2 a minute, so you're always welcome to come to my website and we can really get into it. But do you really think this is a healthy relationship for you, honestly?
No, I don't think it's healthy, to be honest with you. However, I just had a baby to him on the 11th of last month. So
oh
I guess that makes things, yeah, it makes things, you know.
This, makes it
that's
extremely
even, I don't even
challenging.
Have to explain.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
If
yeah.
We probably wouldn't even be having this conversation. Period. If there wasn't a child involved.
Okay. Okay. So here's what I'm going to suggest. Unfortunately, I have to cut it short and go to the next caller.
Okay.
But you're always welcome to come to my website, and I'd love to do like a 30-minute in-depth reading for you where I can give you some guidance of how to handle this with him, you know, and how to handle like him moving forward with him and creating healthy boundaries between the two of you, because that's what you're going to have to do, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Mandy. And I'm sorry I couldn't do a longer session with you here on the phone, you know, and on the show.
No, I appreciate what you gave me. I do.
You got it. All right. Have a great day. All right.
You as well,
care.
Both of you. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Take
bye-bye.
Care, Mandy. All right. Bye-bye. Alrighty, let's go up to New York and bring in Tavana.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Tavana. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Good, thank you. How can I answer? What question can I answer for you tonight?
That's my baby.
Aww.
I wanted to, I don't know if you could do both, but I wanted some a little bit of info on my finances and if my daughter's dad is incarcerated. Like, when he gets out, he's going to boot camp. So could that experience in his life, like, get us back together on a healthy...
Let me ask you what's more important to you. Because I only can answer one question per person. I can't do a bunch of questions here, you know, because I only have 5 minutes. So you tell me what's more important, the finances or your father's baby...
Baby father.
Working things out with you.
Mm-hmm. All right, the finances is more important, but I'm kind of like, I have like some positive faith in my finances. So
okay.
I think do you see me getting back with my daughter?
I think the relationship is more important, right? That's what I was feeling too. Okay, so Tavana, can I ask you, what's his name?
Damien Pratt.
Damien, okay. And what is his date of birth?
March 1st, 1993.
March 1st, 93. Okay. So before he left for boot camp, he was feeling a lot of pressure, right? Like there was a lot of pressure and tension between you guys.
Yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you this. Now that you guys have that space between you and he's at boot camp, now he's feeling a different kind of pressure and kind of missing you and your baby. So that's the good news, is that he's gotten time to reflect while at boot camp, because if he thought it was tough, you know, the situation between you and him, this is like a thousandfold more stress and tougher. And he definitely is missing both of you, and I get a sense that he is going to contact you. He can't contact you right now because of boot camp. That's the stress that's on him that's so hard. But as soon as things lighten up a little bit and he has a couple of days off, that's when he's going to contact you.
Okay.
And he's going to want to find out how the baby is. So he is very attached to you and the baby, and I think you guys can work things out.
Oh, my gosh. I would have never thought that.
But you guys need to kind of, you got to be softer with him. You know what I mean? No, don't be so harsh with him. It's like you got to have a softer hand with him and be more gentle with him, with Damien, because he kind of like, part of what it is between you is that you both are so young and you both have a really strong temper, you know, and a really strong personality that it kind of clashes sometimes. So you kind of, you're going to have to be the grown-up one and the mature one to pull back, you know, and not to take things so personally when he gets upset, you know, and just to pull your energy back and just listen to him. And all he really needs is to feel heard, you know.
Okay.
And it would be really, like, if I can make a suggestion for you, it'd be really great if you could go and take some classes on communication. And I'm not talking about college communication. I'm talking about relationship communication. There are different groups, like PET, parental effectiveness training, and they're free classes if you're in New York, you know, that you can actually, where are you located again? I'm sorry.
Brooklyn, New York.
New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's free classes that you can take which are called parental efficiency training classes, and it has to do with communicating and learning how to talk to people and listen to people. And that would be, if you want to maintain this relationship, you do have a second chance. But you kind of have to be the one that's going to grow up and talk like an adult to him. Because he tends to be very childish, and he tends to have a really short temper. Am I reading him right?
Yes, 1,000% right. That's what I was saying. I feel like if the boot camp could get him a little bit of discipline, because I know it's like, personal with him as far as, like, his relationship with his mother and things he's been through growing up.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I feel like if it wasn't for boot camp, I wouldn't even think about trying or attempting to try.
Right,
but
right.
But with boot camp, I feel like maybe I could give him a chance. But I just don't want to get into it, and then a few years into it, I'm like, was this what I wanted to do? You know, like, am I just doing it because I want my daughter
right.
to have us both? Or am I doing this because I really love this man? Because we've been off and on for 10 years, and we're real young, so that's
yeah.
a long time. So we got, like, a special attachment.
And, you know, what I got to say to that is part of boot camp is going to somewhat grow him up, but in this communication side of things, he's pretty immature.
Yeah.
So that part's not going to work. You know, he's still going to be kind of rough and kind of aggressive, and you know, and that's something that you have to decide if you want that in your life or not, unfortunately.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Do you think he would like do any type of like therapy? So I hope it's out, like make it out.
You know what? Not if you suggested. He has to come to it on his own, and it is going to happen in boot camp, and while he's in the military, they are going to suggest that he goes to therapy.
Oh, wow. Because
he's going to go off on some of the people there. He's not going to go off on his superiors, but, you know, his mates that are, and they're going to suggest that he goes to therapy. So he's going to actually have to. They're going to order him. So that's the good news. you know.
Oh my God, I have to get up. I have to call you personally.
Yeah, you do.
Oh all my right, gosh.
Well,
you like
I have
right
to actually,
everything.
I hate to do this to you, Tavina, but I have to go to the next call.
Oh yeah,
I know.
I know. All right, I'm going to Google your information because I didn't write it down.
Sure.
Saying it.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Have a great
have
night.
Have a good night. Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to our next call then here with Sonic Nova. I believe we're going to go up to Canada here, and is Michelle.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. How are you? Canada,
it's
huh?
I'm good.
Oh, hi, Naomi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
I thought it
hi.
Was.
And Naomi, where are you located in Canada?
I'm in Edmonton.
Edmonton, cool. And what question do you have for me this evening?
I just want to know if you see anything like I'm having some like trying to reconcile a friendship with my ex-boyfriend, who's
okay.
the father of my son. We split up like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And as we started becoming friends again, one of my other friends tried to contact him to kind of like warn him about my barriers, which I don't really
what
know
do you mean
what
your barriers?
But like she like her and I don't know, she just said, oh, I see you're trying to reconcile with Naomi, I hope you can deal with her barriers, but like I really don't know, like I just want to know
wow.
what you see with my partner, my ex-partner,
sure.
and with
sure.
that friend.
Okay, ex-partner, what's his name and date of birth?
His name's Giovanni, and his
Giovanni.
Birthday is
okay.
June 9th, 1979.
June 9th, 79. Okay. And what's her name?
Yeah, and her other friend is Laura, and hers is August 6th, 77.
Okay. Okay, so right away what I saw is Laura is interfering because she's interested in Giovanni as a boyfriend, even though she's supposedly just a friend. And anybody
oh.
that gets in her way, she's going to actually do that too.
Hmm.
Which is really sad. You know, it's like, I feel like what I'm getting from her is that she's super jealous and she's super worried that you guys are going to get back together because she has devices on him.
Oh.
Now, what I get from Giovanni is that you know, they are super close friends, platonic friends. You know, she wants more, okay? But he basically kind of has, he has a sense of a funny smell. Does that make sense? Like, something doesn't smell right to him about this whole situation with her.
Yeah.
Something doesn't feel right. And he's watching her more than you. He feels very, I will tell you what he feels about the kind of the reconnection and you guys just being good friends for the sake of your child, okay? He feels like that's a very sane thing that you both are doing, and he feels very good about it. And I think you have done this very innocently just because you want to have a good relationship with your son. He's a boy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Your son's well-being, you know, and you want him to have a father. And so that needs to be really clarified, you know. I don't think, though, that he – I don't know if he'll bring this up with you, to be honest with you, because it's such a, like, delicate situation. If I were you, I wouldn't even bring it up, and I would just demonstrate with your actions what your intent is. You know what I mean? And that's going to override whatever this Laura woman is trying to do to manipulate, because that's what it is, you know? That's what's going to obviate the whole thing. It's almost like you could totally, like, bypass the whole thing and all the things that she's mentioning to him and how she's trying to manipulate him, because he's getting a nasty, like, it smells bad, You know, what she's doing, her actions to him don't feel right, and they smell kind of strange. Like he's not trusting her is what I'm trying to tell you, which is a really good thing. And that's what's going to cause him to basically pull back on her. And you know, he really wants this relationship with you and your son to work. Does that make sense? Are you there, Naomi? I don't know if we lost her or not.
Well, the line is lit up, but, well, their call dropped now. Okay.
Yep.
Let me see. She might be back
okay.
here.
Maybe
let
she'll
me...
call back.
Yep. I think this is her. Okay. Are you there,
okay.
Naomi? Hello?
It's me. Yeah.
Okay. It's her.
I'm
okay,
here.
Good. Oh, good. I thought we lost it. So I don't know if you got what I said.
We
basically.
Did lose it for a bit. So I only caught just the last bit.
No worries. That's what
I
thought. I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, she's not there. Okay, so what I said is you can completely forget about what she's stating to him because he has a sense that she is manipulating the whole situation and doesn't trust her. Like, your ex-partner, okay, does not trust her at all. So you can just, like,
okay.
disregard this whole situation that you're a little bit concerned about. And I do see that Gio is more he's more interested in having a relationship with you and your son, for all of you guys to, you know, have a friendship for you. It's very important for him to have a friendship with you and have a good relationship with his son because he does want to be a part of your son's life. That she's starting to realize that this woman is manipulating and that what she's telling him doesn't, by your actions, and that's what I said, is that you can show proof by your actions of what your intent is. And he's seeing your intent is really pure. And like I said, you're very innocent about how you want this friendship with him so that you guys can have, you know, so your son can have a father around to grow him up. You know, that's really your intent. And he gets that. So I don't really think you need to give a lot of attention to Laura and what she's saying to him because he's smelling a rat. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Great.
But like, should
go
like,
ahead.
I haven't phoned her back when I found out about all of this. Should I call her or
not
say anything? Because right now I just figure to keep my distance because she's behaving
totally.
Very negatively and then
totally.
Like, you know, send her some love on like, you know, but no actual not real energy because I don't want to fight with her.
I agree with you.
And then hopefully
you
we
know,
can
if you
in the
avoid
next month, like, come around.
It will. And what will be shown in the next few months is that she'll be shown as the manipulator and the controller that wants, you know, that basically wants to have a relationship with Gio, and that's why she did all this. By her actions, she shall show her fruits, and you as well. And when Gio sees that, you know, your intention all along has been so that your son can have a father, he's going to drop her like a hot potato. So I would totally ignore this and ignore her comments and her trying to lash out at you so that you fight with her. So if I were you, I would be the mature one that would just go, you know what? You don't exist. I'm going to ignore you, and I'm going to ignore all your comments and all your BS because it's BS. You know, what I tell people is defend yourself when somebody's lying about you if you feel that's important. But don't defend yourself, and at the same time when we do that, we don't validate that person. Does that make sense? We don't give them any power.
Yeah. Well, I find that I could get drawn into a very toxic thing just by one phone call, and like
absolutely.
She had kind of cut me out of her life because,
uh-huh.
for whatever reason, and then now she keeps doing things behind my back, and it seems like she's wanting to get like my attention or whatever. But I just don't want to engage because she's done a lot of toxic things in this past year. That's I can look back on and see how negatively she's been towards me.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm just not ready. Like, I still love her, but I don't know. She's really not doing well, and I don't know.
And there's a lot of jealousy there about you and your life and your relationship,
yeah.
you know, and your son and your partner, ex-partner. There's a lot of jealousy there, and that's why she's lashing out. So when I have people like that in my life, you know, this is what I do. I drop them like a hot potato. And I tell them, when you get healthy, emotionally healthy, maybe we'll be able to pick it up and have a relationship, you know, in the future. But for now, because you're so toxic, I don't deal with toxic people. And I don't care if you're blood or if you're a friend. You know, it's like I'm not going to put up with this behavior. And basically you, by not, like, the most frustrating thing for people is to be ignored. You know, and she would love for you to get into a fight with her, you know, and validate her. But if you ignore her, and that would be amazing medicine for both of you, you know. And I think your best remedy here is to ignore her.
We fought like a few months ago. I've just been ignoring, and my life, I've gotten a lot better and feeling a lot more positive and doing more positive things for myself. But yet still the attacks are coming, like, and I hear about it through other people that she's, I don't know. But I don't want to draw.
And you know what?
Out, so.
What I tell people is I tell people this, like when people attack me, I go, by their fruit shall they be known. And they'll either plant good fruit and have a beautiful garden full of beautiful fruit, or they're going to plant bad seeds and have a really sick garden with really nasty fruit. You know, by their actions will they be known. Mm-hmm. And that's how you will be known, and that's how she's being known. And this is only jeopardizing her and causing her more harm than you, to be honest with you. Because people see her actions, and if you don't respond to it, and you go, you know what, I'm not dealing with her because she's so toxic, people will go, yeah, I get it. Right away, you'll get people validating you right and left and go, yeah, I get it. I don't want to deal with her either. You know, she's creating this, and it's her own creation. And I would stay as far away from it as possible if I were you. That would be my best advice to you, is to just ignore her till she maybe comes around and changes. But I doubt that she's going to do that. She's kind of going on a downward spiral right now emotionally. And she's going to take anybody she can along with her.
Yeah, she's been really messed up. But, like, I'm hurt because, like, I can understand being depressed. And I know I can see the reasons why she is in her life. But I can't understand the reason for lashing out and trying to harm people along the way. And that's what she's doing.
Right. And other people that she's done this to are alienating her. And in the end, she'll be all alone and she'll have to figure it out. Hopefully she will. But that's not your business. You know what I mean? It's not nobody's business but hers, you know, is for her to finally realize what she's doing and come back up, you know, on the upward spiral and apologize to everybody that she hurt along the way. Because company loves misery, or misery loves company, right? That's the saying. So stay away from it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope I was able to help you.
Definitely. I'm glad I got back in again and got a chance to speak with you. Thank you, Sonnet, and thanks, Michael.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Have a great evening.
Thanks for your call there. And I just want to add to that call, you know, when you deal with people with drama and things like that, and you hear other people say stuff, you know, what you got to tell your friends is, you know, when it comes to some news about what this person said or did, I don't want to hear anything more, because you just want to just concentrate on yourself. Don't listen to the garbage, and you'll do a whole lot better. So
gossip is so toxic, Mike. You know, I tell people that, and I usually tell people, you know, a lot of my clients, I go, none of your business what other people think or say about you, because they've already made up their mind and they've made their decision to be toxic, you know, and you can't change them. So, you know, if it's not, whether it's true or not, you know, the best policy is to ignore. And when people gossip, I usually tell them, that's pretty toxic. You know, don't you have anything better to do, you know, than to talk bad about people and situations? Don't you have a fruitful, you know, positive life that you can focus on something else? And obviously not, you know. So
right. Yeah, best thing you do is ignore them and just concentrate on your life. And I ran into that the first year of doing this show. And I thought, like you're saying, I could change them and I could talk to them and make them understand they're wrong. And they're just
impossible.
Toxic. They're just...
Yeah. It's impossible. They've already made up their mind. You know, I usually tell people that. It's like, you've already made up your mind about me. How am I going to change your mind? I can't do that.
Right.
You know, that's your choice what you do.
Yeah. and you'll feel you'll do the best if you just concentrate on yourself. So that's what I do.
What we all can do, Mike. That's a good.
Yes.
That's a, you're a good example of what we can do. You know.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Colorado and Randy, our last caller.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm having a very stressful situation with regarding like a client that I was trying to transfer. Well, I have two jobs, so it's regarding my first my first job. I'm trying to leave because I got a full-time job. And I'm trying to transfer this client, and it's backfiring. And I'm just wondering if you see anything regarding that.
Okay. So you, the ones that you're trying to transfer as your old job, right, that you're leaving, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're trying to transfer them to another individual like you at where you were working.
Yeah, I thought I did transfer them to a person, and I found out she was an intern.
Okay.
And
uh-oh.
She got scared. Like, there's a lot involved in this situation.
Sure, I get it.
But I don't know. She ended up calling Child Protective Services, and we got subpoenaed, and then now she's backing off on taking him. And then it looks like they put back under my name, and it looks like I haven't been servicing them, even though I transferred it to this girl.
Right. And you that's what I saw, that you work for kind of a state agency of some sort. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, and here's the problem is there so much, it's the wrong word I'm using, red tape, but there's so much bureaucracy where you were working that you're leaving, and they don't take care of things, and they just drop people right and left. And I feel like you're feeling really responsible for this client of yours that you were working on. And so part of the challenge is going to be to get a hold of the right party where you used to work, okay, and to let them know what the situation is and that they need to give it to some professional that's not like a trainee, okay, that's not an intern. It's actually going to have to be somebody that takes cases and does this. And I know that a lot of the people there are they're overloaded. You know, with cases,
mm-hmm.
that's part of the problem, is that there's not enough people where you work, and now you're leaving, so it's like,
Yeah, but the thing is, they don't have somebody, and then so now, there, it looks like the kids aren't being serviced, and it also, I'm getting subpoenaed, like, in another month, and then they might ask me, like, why haven't they been seen, and I'll be like, well, they were supposed to be transferred.
And
I'm afraid it's going to fall on my license, honestly. I'm, like, ready to sue. I'm like, they're screwing with my license.
You should. You totally should, Randy. Do you have all the documentation so then when they subpoena you and you're in court,
The subpoena the subpoena is regarding something else.
Good.
Case, but there's a court case going on with this family that I'm transferring, that I'm getting subpoenaed for. As a professional, I'm getting subpoenaed about the family. But
and
I'm thinking about suing my company for, like, not, like, supporting me.
Lack of performance.
Like,
that's right. You should.
So you're feeling I should do that?
Well, it's going to make it more convoluted, you know. But definitely, I feel like you could definitely sue them if you get a really good attorney. That would kind of scare them off, and then they would back off, and they would find somebody else to replace you. And that's what they have to do, actually. So I do see that, you know, that you are going to have to shove them really hard. Because otherwise, they're going to push you under the bus. They're going to try.
If I just, if I just have, like, my brother-in-law who's an attorney call them up, would that scare them enough to, just back off?
Yes, and find out, find out who's the top honcho in your department that your brother-in-law could call and give him holy hell and say, you know, we're setting up to sue you directly and name you responsible. you know, because you're the head of the department. And
okay.
that will immediately freak him out. He'll take action immediately. He won't be, you know, pencil pushing like he has been and ignoring all kinds of things because he could lose his job. And that will
right.
get the case load to somebody else.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to recommend you do that. And you're not going to lose your license, by the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
All righty. Yeah.
That was heavy.
Tough cases. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they needed to get to you. So, like, hang on, we'll get you there. Like a
exactly.
hospital worker.
But
I put him on stretchers and I bring him to the guests. So it's like, all right, so I strap you in.
Oh, that's funny, Mike.
So I see
oh,
what order
God.
They need to get in. So
exactly.
Like, all right, rush you up to the front.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, I feel bad
yeah.
for her, but, you know, it's not as bad as she thinks it is.
Yeah, well,
that's
good.
A good thing. That's
right.
good news. Yep.
Yeah, it'll be okay in the end.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Sonica, enjoyed you coming back. It was great. Great hours. Great calls.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it, Mike. I enjoyed being here with you. And I'm surprised you don't have a show after me. What happened?
Oh, that guest is, she came on yesterday. So,
okay.
So great. Off today. So, yeah.
Well, have an early evening
early.
And have a great
yeah.
time, Mike. And we'll see you next
yeah.
Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you then, Sonica.
Take care.
Good week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All righty. That's Sonic Nova to the show. And that's going to do it for us here tonight, here on Journey into the Light. We did a lot of shows today. So they're all in the archives, plus yesterday shows, plus Sunday shows. So... plus the show I did on LA Talk Radio, Empowering Your Life. So I'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then tomorrow evening. So hope to catch you guys then tomorrow also. So everybody be blessed. Love all of you. Thanks for listening to Journey into the Light. Much love to everybody and a pleasant good night.